A theater festival in Philadelphia is presenting solo performances on a low budget. It's called the Solo Festival. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins reports that one of the performance artists wants to make a date with you to walk around the neighborhood.
Postcards around town are advertising a phone number with the suggestive line, "For a good time, call." That number will get you Mike Durkin. He's available anytime, 24 hours a day.
The world in front of me consists of a ceiling fan.
He answers and immediately describes his environment, in this case, his apartment. He wants you to think about your environment, too.
What does your world look like?
Right in front of me, I'm at my desk. I got a computer in front of me and desk debris. I'm at work.
And
Durkin is not in character, and he's not telling a story, and there is no audience. This is not really theater, but a performance experience. Durkin says the audience of one is a participant.
We sort of talk about what community means to us, and I determine whether or not this would be a chance in which we would meet up and explore a different community that the person may not have been to before.
That is the second part of the performance, going out into the real world with Durkin. Durkin made a date with a caller named Tony Belante to meet outside the Rodin Museum on the Benjamin Franklin Parkway in Philadelphia. It's a place Belante had never been.
I only moved here in September for grad school. I've been itching to kind of see a little more of the city, and now that summer's here.
For the next hour, Belante and Durkin walked around the Logan Square neighborhood. Durkin admitted several times that he has no specialized knowledge about architecture or city history. His is a sense tour of the city, improvising games and observations about what it feels like to walk these streets, like the way light changes on trees or the feel of bronze sculptures.
Exploring an environment together, living in a moment-to-moment relationship, and having the opportunity to find new discoveries in the world.
Durkin says the experiences are invented in real time by the artist and the spectator working in tandem to do things they hadn't done before, even if it's running up the steps of the art museum.
Come on, Durkin, you can go faster than that.
These interactive performances will take place for the remainder of the week. After that, Durkin's phone number will be disconnected. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.